Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Oh boy. You feel the energy? Yes! I want to thank you for raising your vibration with us every Sunday. We have a very, very, very special show lined up for everyone today. Thank you so much for sharing our vibration. You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And we have a very special lineup for you. As you know, if you share this space and time with us here on the Vibration Station, you are willingly trying to heal, trying to realign, trying to revisit the wholeness of who you are and ask for a little bit more to just stream through the cells of your body. And that is exactly not only what we encourage, but what we live here on the Vibration Station. We have a very, very, very special guest with us today. Wah, I would like to welcome you to the studio. How we doing, sister?
Thank you, Davey. We're doing Just great,
to say the least. Now, before we really get into finding out exactly the deep depths of what you're doing, why you're doing it, let's hear a little bit about who you are. So my special on-air guest today is an accomplished musician, record label owner, mother, and one of the founders and leaders of today's world music movement. She has performed with Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, and Neil Donald Walsh. She is also well known for her sultry grooves and festival appearances, as she is for her meditative yoga music. Her name is Wah. Welcome to the show. Such a blessing, such a pleasure, such an amazing energy. This is going to be an amazing episode. I'm so excited. Passing the mic to you, sister. How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. And I just loved your introduction, because I think we forget to ask for more.
Indeed.
I think that we put a vibration out there, and we want it, you know, we want our lives to be a certain way, or we put things in order in a certain way, and then it starts to manifest, but we forget to reach beyond it. We forget the seed that actually brought us to this point is the same process as reaching forward into where everything will go, what we will become from here.
Wow.
So, you know, the vibration can only go up.
Exactly.
And the vibration can only expand, but we have to ask it to.
Exactly.
So if we are just satisfied with the place that we're at right at this moment, we can be with that in peace, but then we also need to continually ask for more. Continually ask the flower to bloom, the sun to shine, our hearts to open. And that's really what releases the enthusiasm and the joy that carries us and forward and into our day, into our lives.
Wow. That's absolutely powerful, to say the least, and truly, truly resonates with, you know, the source within each and every single one of us. And Wah, You are such an innovator in your field. You know, I really, really enjoy your deep understanding of music. You know, your ability to create concert experiences that are transformative and truly expansive to the soul. Speak about expansion, you know. And it's amazing how you, I gotta say, well, we're definitely gonna be, you know, listening to a little bit of what you have to offer and getting into exactly what your book is about and how it heals the soul, exactly, hence the name Healing, a Vibrational Exchange. So, wow, that's a really powerful point, though. I think that part of the reason why, you know, most people in today's economy and society aren't living the full potential is because they forget to ask, because they forget that there is this extra whole source creation, you know, potential ready wellness to be and do and have anything that that they ask and that they feel like they deserve. And, you know, it's people like you, it's the music that you create, the impact, the profound impact that you have on your surroundings. You know, it's experiences and examples like you that is going to shift, you know, the vibrations of this planet into the higher octaves. And I'm just so grateful that you are doing what you're doing. And thank you. I mean, to say the least.
Thank you, Davey. I think that part of what happens is that we take our cues from the world around us. And so what we see is what we think exists.
Indeed, indeed.
And the reason that I called that, you know, we titled the book A Vibrational Exchange is most people are like, healing, they understand healing. And then the subtitle is A Vibrational Exchange, and most people go, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
Right. And it just gives people, it gives me basically the opening to be able to say that the world exists as vibration.
Yes.
And oftentimes when we look around us or we see our lives or we see our home or we see, you know, the way our lover looks or the way the children are behaving, you know, we think that what we see is the reality.
Exactly.
But actually, the reality is actually the vibration that's underneath, behind, inside.
Indeed.
All the people, the things around us.
Indeed.
And so that's really where I like to reside. And so when I, you know, I'm a musician, and, you know, that's where I meet the world, really,
right,
is in the auditory realm. I love music, I love talking, I love words, I love the sound of the birds, the sound of the ocean. To me, the world is a mixture of sounds.
Indeed.
And
it's an orchestra.
You know, sometimes yes. I'll say, well, you know, sing to the love that's around you.
Yeah.
You know, and people are like, I am, I'm singing every day, I'm like, no, not with your voice.
Right.
Sing with your heart.
With your heart, exactly.
You know, so it's like there's the things that we can touch, taste, feel, and hear. You know, those are the things that we think are tangible.
Yes.
But actually, as we dive, you know, deeper down, as we close our eyes, as we listen to the sounds within, as we dream, you know, as we go into other realms, if you will, you know, we see that there's a place where we can create from. And I think that's the basic distraction.
Yes.
If people look around them, they see what is, and they stop there.
Exactly.
So, you know, the idea really is to keep creating.
Exactly.
Whatever it is that you're doing, wherever it is that you're coming from, whatever quality it is that you want to embody and make full today, like, just go with that.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't make your emotional, you know, response conditional to your surroundings, you know. And I feel like that, that's the number one problem that we need to get over, is we need to learn. Well, it's not a problem, right? It's part of the human experience. It's a learning experience. It's a lesson, right? It's a huge blessing to be able to consciously and deliberately choose whether or not you're going to respond to your surroundings. Do you know what I mean? And if we can really just hold our visions and our emotional responses in the place that we wish them to be, the universe has to respond in the way that we're responding to it, right? Kind of the analogy that is often used and that I like to use, just because people relate financial abundance a lot to being able to create freedom and what they want and this and that. So, basically the idea is, if you feel wealthy, if you feel abundant and prosperous, whether or not your current bank account says that, the universe has to respond to you. And in one way, shape, or form, you will allow prosperity and abundance if you focus on it, if you feel it. Same with love, same with attracting the perfect mate, same with, getting in tune with the source part of you to allow that powerful music to inspire millions and millions of people in which you do. And, it's all the intention, and it's all how you approach it. It's all keeping the vibration pure and clean and staying true to the source perspective in you, right?
Yeah. Well, and don't give yourself permission to learn.
Yes, that's powerful.
So someone who has already attracted wealth, they've gone through those steps and they know what that is. They know how to do it.
Exactly.
If they lose $1 million in a stock market crash, it's not that big of a deal, because they know what the steps are in order to create wealth again.
Exactly.
So if you look at someone who has a good relationship, they have learned how to create that. They've learned how to navigate the disagreements, the compromises, the opportunities to open. They've learned to navigate the risks.
Absolutely.
And so, at the point where a relationship dissolves, then it's not catastrophic, because they know how to build a relationship. They know that the next, they know the relationships around them are continuing to build. They know that, the next level will come, and they'll know how to build that too. So, just don't get discouraged. If you're singing a certain note, if you're singing the feeling of being loved, if you're singing that feeling of being abundant and being giving with that abundance, then it will find its way to move forward, and the universe will show you the steps that you need to go through in order to learn how to do that.
Indeed.
So just don't get all upset that it hasn't come yesterday.
Exactly. Don't allow yourself to feel what you don't want to feel.
Yeah. The concert that I do, which is called the Healing Concert, and I guess many of your listeners are in L.A., so the next one will be on Sunday, September 14th at Loyola Marymount
University.
Oh,
amazing. That's amazing. We're going to have to mark our calendars.
Yeah, well, the idea behind the Healing Concert, I set up, special custom-made lights, and I do special music that really allows people to have time with themselves and their own thoughts.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So often I find that people, most of the things that we attend and the things that we go to are designed to draw you out.
Exactly.
They're amazing light shows. There's this fantastic speaker, and he's going to tell you the 7 steps to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or, they're all drawing you out with whatever they know and can do, and it's great. Everyone can be, do, and have whatever they want. However, the important thing is you.
Mm.
And what are you going to be, and what are you going to have?
Yes.
And what are you going to do?
Yes.
And I find that, with the technologies and, the speeding pace that those technologies have invited us into,
right,
people are not being that disciplined about cutting off.
It's so true.
From that incessant calling to look at this, and
right,
you got to check this out.
Constant.
No, and go online. You got to Facebook. And you got to text back right away. And blah blah blah. And it's so much outward motion that I feel that it's necessary, even for an hour or two, which is what we do in the concert, to give people space to just be with their thoughts.
Yes, please. please.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to know what your vibration is?
Right.
And the note that you want to resonate with.
Exactly.
You know, how do you want to sing with your heart? How are you going to know that if you don't take a little time?
If you have constant stimulation, if you're constantly,
exactly,
you know, feeding yourself with exterior vibration. Absolutely. Why? In the introduction to your book, you talk about vibration and how all living organisms respond to light, sound, and electromagnetic frequencies. I'm just wondering, how did you originally come to discover this in your own life?
Well, it, you know, I guess as a child, you can be aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely.
And just listen to a bird. You know, you can hear the nature sounds.
You're
around
an indigo.
You. You know, you can, you know, not just animals, but humans as well. You attune to the sound of your mother's voice.
Yes.
You attune, you know, sometimes in our workshops, I'll have people put their ear on someone else's, you know, in the back of their heart area.
Yes.
And you can hear the heart beat. And, you know, that's a sound that everybody remembers from being in the womb.
Wow.
You know, so there are certain vibrations or certain sounds that will connect you deeper than others.
Right.
You know, going to a full-on concert with some great stacks of speakers and some subs, and like, you know, and you're just like, yeah,
absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Those are certain sounds. So it's, you know, each animal in the universe, each sound in the universe has a specific frequency, and they say that it's each one doesn't conflict with the other.
Right.
So the sound of a dog barking and the sound of a bird singing, they're different frequencies and you can measure them.
Indeed.
So they don't conflict with each other.
Indeed.
And, you know, our vibration is around 2K. If, you know, you're familiar with music, then you'll know.
Yes.
Well, 2K boost kind of helps in the mix if you're mixing vocals or speech. So we have this tiny little window as well for where our vibration is, and it fits into the whole. So, you know, you yourself speaking over the ocean waves.
Yes.
Or, you know, the sound of a whale song. You know, these are all vibrations. And, you know, as I name them, then you go, oh, that.
Right.
Then you kind of know what they are. But, you know, for me to put out some, you know, very... a universal concept to say that the universe exists as vibration. Until we kind of break it down into details, it doesn't sound quite believable.
Absolutely.
But then when you start looking at everything that's in the universe, you know, you can measure all that. And the scientists have been absolutely wonderful in offering us research and discoveries and new ways to measure brain waves, new ways to measure sound.
Exactly.
And, you know, through frequency.
Yeah, the technology and the proof, you know, the ability to prove electromagnetism in the human body is just increasing. The ability to prove vibration, you know, basically rules the universe is increasing and increasing.
Well, the biggest proof really is in your own heart.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's really in your own experience. But for many people, because so many people are visual and because we are overstimulated visually, sometimes having the proof that says, well, this particular machine that measures this, you know, electromagnetic frequency or these brain waves, or, you know, we can show, you know, we can track your sleep movements and show it to you in a graph. Sometimes those kinds of people, they're very analytical and they're visual. If they see that, then they're like, oh,
exactly.
And then there's just that moment, aha moment, where you open to the possibility that it could exist.
Yeah.
And that's the moment then that you go, then you start searching your own heart, your own experience, your own field, and you start saying, is that there and can I feel it?
Right.
You know, so really, you know, the proof is always there. You know,
exactly.
the scientific proof that we're getting just allows certain people that are a little bit more analytical to open to the idea,
exactly,
that they could change their experience.
And I feel like that's the most powerful piece of information, especially in today's, you know, world. And I love that feeling of You know, I've had conversations with friends and many people before, you know, about consciousness and vibration and spirituality. And I've had conversations with my parents, you know, and there are similarities. But then, of course, there are differences. And a lot of the differences that I find have to do with, you know, well, that's never been done before, or, well, no, you know, well, can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? You know, and to have that proof, you know, to have this increasing, I guess it's more of just a confirmation, you know, this increasing confirmation for the people that need that extra little boost. I just love that feeling of, you know, talking with a person and then knowing that, you know, they're getting enlightenment, they're gaining enlightenment, and they're getting knowledge that they previously did not have. And, you know, that's the most powerful thing in the universe, is applying the knowledge that you know to deliberately raise the vibration of your surroundings. You know, that is the most powerful, I believe, the most powerful, you know, and that's love is what it is. It's love.
Yeah.
It's wanting,
well,
you know.
The thing that I would like to address is that just because one person feels it,
yes,
or has had this beautiful aha moment, it doesn't mean that it can necessarily be shared to another person.
Absolutely.
You know?
So Absolutely.
You know, I just would like to address for a moment the arrogance of New Age philosophy, if you will.
Yes.
You know, where it's like, well, you can just do, be, or have whatever you want, and, you know, and life is good, and you know, I have experienced an opening.
Yes.
And so, therefore, you should, too.
No.
You know, and that's precisely the moment that people turn off.
It is the catch,
you know,
22.
Especially young people. It's like their parents are talking to them and they're just, yeah, you know, they're saying, well, this is, you know, this is possible, or this is my experience, and so you should have this, you should know this, you should have this experience because that was my experience when I was a child.
Right.
You know, and it's like each generation, each person, you know, is going to have their opening in the way that's right for them.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's for me, you know, in the concerts and in my teachings and everything, I'm really just holding a space.
Absolutely.
For you to be able to feel yourself.
Absolutely.
And,
you are.
You know, it really comes from, you know, the basic philosophy that the seed knows what it will become.
Yes.
And, you know, all the scientific proof, you know, and I use it all through my book, and I'm thrilled that we can measure what the air around us
wow
is doing. You know, everyone's,
yes,
like, well, you have the,
yes,
air around you,
yes,
you know,
no,
but now they can measure all that.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like,
that's monumental.
To be able to give visibility to things that are invisible is really wonderful. And at the same time, I want all of your listeners to know that wherever you are at this moment, and however you are opening, and however you are learning and allowing yourself to grow, is the perfect thing.
Yes.
You know, and
yes,
it's just so important that we honor and really embody tolerance for all the different paths and all the different states of experience, so that if someone is going through a really difficult time, or they're going through a loss, or they don't have money, or they don't have the partner, or whatever, it's just like, you just create an embrace,
exactly,
for them. You can just do it in the air.
Ugh.
And you just create a space for them to just feel themselves, and you just know that they're going to find the perfect opening, the perfect way in order to learn and grow from it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody, everywhere, every win is in perfect divine right action. That's actually a little mantra that I say to myself, that Dave's personal mantra. But
say it often.
Yeah, no, I do. And yeah, I love it. Wow. I love it. In your book, you have some amazing photographs of nature, sacred geometry, that appear in all things, and along with beautiful landscapes. What was it that made you decide to create your book, A Healing Vibrational Exchange? What was the, okay, so you're a musician, right? We were talking, and, you know, you communicate with people, you know, on the sound level, and what one day was like, okay, I am infinite. Today, I'm gonna communicate with people through the visual realm. I'm gonna communicate with them on a whole other way, right? So obviously the book does come with a CD, which I mean is absolutely amazing. Listeners, I've been listening to the CD for 3 weeks nonstop. I love it. I love it. I've been falling asleep to it. I've been waking up to it. You can do it all. But yeah, it's really amazing. I also deeply resonate, as do many, many, actually everybody. But a lot of people consciously resonate with the flower of life, which appears multiple times throughout this book. What was the inspiration? Healing a vibrational exchange.
I have taught, even when I give concerts, there's usually a moment, you know, 5 to 10 minutes in the middle of the concert where I'll just offer, you know, a few words of wisdom. And I've had my record label for 18 years now, so I've been touring a long time. And
wow.
A long time, and there came a point where people said, you know, I loved the concert, but what you said completely blew me open.
Power.
So they were like, what? Yes. I want, they're like, I got all your music, now I want to hear your words, you know, I want to hear what you say.
Power.
So, you know, took a lot of the lectures and, you know, different things from you know, weekend retreats or from the concerts and started putting them together, added scientific research, and then my friend and literary agent, Ned Levitt, he took the manuscript and read it, and he called me back and he said, throw it out.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
What?
Huh? I spent 2 years writing this, and
what?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
I was like, okay. You know, and I said, what is it that's not, you know,
right.
What is it?
Right.
And he said, it's just not what we get from you.
Mm.
He says, it's very intellectual. It's true. He says, everything that you write is true, but he says, I know you.
Right.
I've been to your concerts. I've been to your weekend immersions. He said, that's not what I get from you.
Wow.
That's not what we get from you. And I was like, well, what
wow.
do you get from me? And he said, beauty.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Wow.
Huh? And
that's
so
powerful.
That was what started the photographs. And there are a couple of lithographs and prints from his Ned's wife's collection. She's an artist. That are in the book. But then I started, you know, here I am talking about sacred geometry and how basically everything exists in nature in perfect synchronicity. And I was like, well, for those people who need the graph, you know, they need the proof. But then, you know, after Ned said what he said, I was like, well, I guess I don't want to show it in scientific terms. I guess I don't want to show people graphs
yeah.
about research.
Wow.
And, you know, and it's like, yes, that would prove it, but there are many other people that are, you can get that information, just Google it.
Totally.
You know?
That's so cool.
And so then it was like, well, then how can I, basically what I wanted to do was to create a transmission.
Absolutely.
So the book had to be severely edited down. What is left in the book are just those pieces of information that I felt were the seed.
Yes.
You know, they start you on a certain journey, and it's like if you're interested in any of the things that I talk about in the book, then you can basically Google it.
Absolutely.
And go further in your exploration. But
absolutely.
What I wanted to do with the pictures and the visualization, you know, we have these shadow images, and then we also have the guided visualizations, was to somehow offer transmission for what it feels like.
Wow.
Because if I only speak to your heart, I mean, if I only speak to your head, then I've given you information, but I haven't given you an experience. And I want so very much to just give you the experience of what it feels like to be whole. And then, you know, if you see things, then you'll see things. If you hear things, you know, it will come to you through sound, through music. You know, if you feel things, you'll have a gut feeling. It's like, wow, this chick is cool. I want to hang out with her.
Yes, yes.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's, you know, the book came forward just as a way, what can I do with paper and ink
wow.
that will hopefully start the feeling of what wholeness and spaciousness is.
And you have so captured it. While I am, as we're sitting here in the studio with you, we're
Thank you, David.
Yeah, no, I'm looking through this book, and I mean, this is full on activation station. Why? You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I wouldn't lie to you, sister. This is, you know, I mean, no, truly, truly, truly. And it's amazing because the images, see, something that I resonated with that you said is, you know, you can find the, you know, scientific quantum physics information anywhere. You can Google it. You can search it. It's there. It's available. But what you do in your book, for example, I'm looking at this page right now, okay? And on one side of the page is a bird's nest, and then on the other side of the page is a spiral galaxy, okay? But the thing is, right, it's three, it's I believe it's relationship, right? And then it has three. It's three relationship here. But the thing is, even in looking at this picture, you've said nothing to me. I've read nothing on quantum physics in this current moment. I feel the full-on relationship between the micro and the macro. I feel the full-on wholeness between they're the same. I feel it's one. And the pictures, I guess what I'm getting at, which really resonated with me, what you said, is, you know, the pictures explain it themselves. You don't need the big, although it's nice, although it's so cool and fun to get into the actual, you know, quantum physics of what's going on in the universe. How am I, you know, electromagnetically vibrating in a time-space, you know, platform, you know, what's going on here? But the pictures say it all. The nature expresses it all. Yeah, it's super powerful. You guys definitely gonna check this out. Make sure y'all make sure you gotta go to wahmusic.com. That's wahmusic.com. We're also gonna get into a few other places that we can check out Wah. She's all over the internet. I mean, if you just type in WAH exclamation mark, yeah, you can definitely find her. Make sure to pick up her book, Healing a Vibrational Exchange. It will put you back into alignment with the wholeness of who you are. It just plain and simple. That's what it does. Gonna give you guys a little piece to take home, which is so beautiful. Wah, if there's one thing that, if there's one thing about your book, okay, that you could embody, if you were to just say, like, guys, I made this book to tell you this. I created this book. I'm doing what I'm doing here to give to you this, what would that be? Would that be just the awareness that everybody can be anything that they want through allowing themselves to just go in and feel the peace, feel the love? Like, do you get what I'm going? Do you get what I'm going for?
Yeah.
Let's just take,
because you took the bird's nest and the galaxy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Let's take, Nassim Hadamin is a beautiful physicist. He resides in the Hawaiian Islands, and he basically says that the universe, if you look at our solar system,
yes,
you know, the way that you're taught it in elementary school is like the sun's in the center, and then everything kind of, you know, has a little all the planets
exactly
orbit around the sun, and so you see this in a kind of two-dimensional thing. So, you know, what he's expanding in our understanding is that the whole galaxy is spiraling through the universe, so that the sun, all the planets, everything, that whole thing is spiraling through the universe. So it looks like DNA strands if
right
you were going to track it.
Right.
You know, the energy that moves through your body is spiraling.
Wow.
The energy that's moving through your bloodstream, it's spiraling. And so, you know, either that spiral is going to get smaller, you know, or that spiral is going to expand
exactly
and get bigger. And so you're either going to go into the microcosm of it and go into the details, the nitty-gritty, go in and renew yourself, you know, heal some injuries, you know, heal some emotional scar tissue, you know, or you're going to go into the macrocosm, and you're going to create spaciousness, you're going to create coherence, you're going to create, you know, threads of happiness that people can tangibly feel,
yes,
and tie into.
Absolutely.
So it's
absolutely
all about this kind of spiraling movement of everybody
yes.
and everything. And so, like, relax. You know, we're all spiraling through the universe, you know, with or without gravity. Who knows how it's all working? And,
wow.
you know, the miracles that you're alive
wow.
and, you know, the blood is moving, your heart is beating, you're breathing.
Yes.
Like, something's going on, and you didn't do it.
Right?
So, you know, wow. go ahead and let yourself be carried.
Wow.
Let yourself be carried to the next experience. You know, whatever comes to you today, just welcome it. It's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Come on in. You know, this is...
Please.
You know, I went and did a festival with my band just last weekend, and one of my my keyboard players, she just had a young daughter.
Oh, that's
and
beautiful.
And so her name is Davy, which is why I thought, oh, yeah, I'll be talking to Davy.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
But anytime we arrive anywhere, she's one, a little over one. One and a half.
That's beautiful.
Anytime we arrive anywhere, it could be the gas station or we arrive at the hotel or whatever, as soon as the car stops, she says, yay, we made
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
With so much enthusiasm. And it's like, I've been practicing
oh
that. She
gosh.
Taught me this wonderful thing. So it's like, wherever you arrive today, by the time you get the sunset, just say, yay,
wow.
we made it.
Wow.
And just allow your heart to open to the thing that's spiraling that you're moving into.
That is,
you know,
so
it's that's really what I want people to feel from the book. If you're spiraling into something, you spiraled into this book. Now just keep going and expand it and ask for more, be more. Yeah.
Wow. Talk about a humbling experience too, right? To feel, you know, to be in the presence of, you know, pure light, innocence, pure source, God, creation, love. And you know, we learn much more from the little ones than we do the teachers of, you know, the teachers with the licenses and the degrees. And but
we all learn, we all learn from each other. And
yes, we
really,
do.
David,
yes, we
you,
do.
Yes, you we really do. Embody this feeling of enthusiasm and innocence and opening, and you know,
you
carry that to your listeners through this
thank you
through
so
this
much.
Program, and whoever's out there listening, like, thank you for listening, because
thank
you're changing the thought patterns that exist on the planet. You're just by listening to Davy's program, you know, you're expanding the possibility for positive thought for everybody.
Thank you so much, Wah. That's so kind of you. And listeners, by listening to Wah, truly, truly, it is, you know, really a mirror image. You know, what an amazing way to raise your vibration. What an inspiration to all. Truly, truly, you guys got to check out Wah. WahMusic.com. That's WAH music.com. You can also check her out. She's all over YouTube if you just want to kick your legs back, throw some headphones in, and seriously raise your vibration. You can listen to her music on YouTube. She has a Facebook. You guys got to make sure to follow her. If you are just tuning in to the Vibration Station, you're here on LATalkRadio.com. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Soulwear, the clothing that puts love, light, and high vibrations in every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high-quality sports yoga and nice casual clothing with sacred geometry designs. When you put on Glow Soulwear, you wear a higher vibration and lighten up. Check out GlowSoulwear.com. My on-air special guest is an accomplished musician, record label owner, mother, and one of the founders and leaders of today's world music movement. If you guys are just tuning in with us, we have Wah! So amazing. High vibration, inspiration, everything that rhymes with Asian that's good, Wah is. Oh, goodness.
Well, for those of you, we're talking a little bit about, you know, raising the vibration of the planet and, you know, creating peaceful thoughts and peaceful action. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say, for those people that aren't able to come to the healing concert on September 14th at Loyola Marymount University in L.A.,
yes.
The following weekend is the United Nations International Day of Peace. It's September 21st, And in honor of that day, which is a global ceasefire, that's a miracle all by itself, in honor of this International Day of Peace, we're having the healing concert at the Reuben Fleet Planetarium in San Diego.
Oh, that's amazing.
If you'd like to make that trip and travel down to San Diego, the combination of all of the lights with the planetarium visuals also pretty astounding, but it's also a group of people that are coming together in order to create peaceful space.
Absolutely.
That's
amazing.
Peaceful thoughts on the planet.
Yeah, and while we're definitely going to be going over a few more times where people can find you, where your next events, concerts, healing transformational events are going to be, we're definitely going to keep people informed also on the Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. If you guys go to the website, I'm going to list under this week's episode archives, I'm going to list all the next upcoming events for WA along with her website that you guys can just click the link to and check out and follow everything that you need to follow to keep your vibration high. That's truly what it's about. That's truly what it's about. WA, so many inspirational teachers talk about affirmations, right? We've all heard, anything you want, like, you know, I am skinny. You're trying to lose weight, you look in the mirror, you tell yourself you're skinny, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. We've all heard of these little tools, you know, to aid and assist our vibration. That's all we're doing, is helping us get up to speed with who we want to be. You explain what they are. Can you tell listeners the difference between them, kind of guided visualizations, hypnosis, and meditation?
Those people who have figured out how to be rich,
yes,
can give you the step-by-step, you know, how do you create a business? Those people who have had successful marriages can give you some hints on how to create a successful relationship. So, you know, a lot of these tools are things that have worked for other people, and they should be adapted, you know, in a way that feels good to you. A guided visualization is basically a way you can read these, they're in the book, you can read them aloud to a friend or a loved one. You know, or you can listen to them on, you know, listen to me telling you on the CD. But basically they ask and encourage you to relax your mind and then allow the possibility of other ways of thinking, other ways of feeling, that might be a little bit more connected or a little more harmonious than where you're able to get to yourself.
Yes.
And so, you know, the guided visualization, hypnosis, you know, many of these things are ways that we can kind of circumvent the ways that your neurons fire in your brain.
Exactly.
Normally.
Exactly.
Because normally, for example, you know, it's like, I'm skinny. The moment you say that,
right,
for a lot of people,
you know you're not.
The next thought is,
right,
but I'm fat.
Right,
and I feel
exactly.
Like
crap. You feel that you don't. You're not true with that vibration when you're saying it. Exactly. And please,
so,
go on.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, you know, a visualization or hypnosis or something allows. It will spend a little bit of time allowing you to relax mentally.
Right.
Allow, you know, they'll tell you to tune into your breath and to allow, you know, find a comfortable seat or a place to lie down.
Yes.
You know, to make your body comfortable so that we can introduce new ways of thinking.
Absolutely.
And new conclusions. Because it's the conclusions that you create within yourself, those are the things that limit you.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, you can say, oh, I'm skinny, but if you've already made the conclusion that you're 10 pounds overweight,
right,
you know, then it needs to be loosened a little bit. So in other words, in the book, I say that the first ingredient for healing is spaciousness.
Mm.
And sometimes when you're holding a thought or a conclusion or criticism of yourself, you're holding it tightly.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter how much someone says, you look great.
Yes.
Or, you know, what's the problem? You know, like 10 pounds, it's no big deal. Or whatever, however they want to talk to you, you're holding this criticism tightly.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it has to be loosened.
And so,
do you create spaciousness? Well, you can use hypnosis. You can use guided visualization. I've used mantra a lot.
Yes.
You know, you can use affirmation.
Yes.
You know, but the affirmations, they have to be authentic to you.
Exactly.
You know, so if and you have to have a connection to yourself in order to determine, like, is that working? So if you say to yourself, I'm skinny now, but the feeling that you have is that you're not, then that affirmation needs to be written in a different way. And Louise Hay and
exactly.
Michael Beckwith and, you know, Jack Canfield, there's so many great authors out there who are using words and affirmation in beautiful ways.
Indeed.
You know, you can try them on. So instead of saying, you know, I'm skinny now, you can say, I feel good.
Exactly.
In my body today.
Yes.
I can't wait for, you know,
right?
the chance to move about a little bit and feel alive.
Exactly.
And feel vital.
I'm
and I know that this version of me is slightly, you know, is slightly less pounds than the one that was yesterday.
Exactly.
Because I just dropped all of that emotional weight.
Right.
You know, kind of thing. Or
right.
however you want to say it, you know. And so Abraham Hicks is wonderful. Esther, you know, she encourages keeping a journal of positive aspects. And so you learn through, mm-hmm. through, you know, journaling and through writing.
Absolutely.
How to talk to yourself.
It's so true.
And how to basically hold thoughts in a more spacious way so that you allow yourself the possibility of something else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when you put, as you know, Esther Hicks says, when you put those vibrational cross, you know, in your consciousness, the things that don't allow you to feel the affirmations that you're trying to feel for, you know, you're actually just, you know, affecting yourself on a cellular level. You know, if you are saying, you know, if you say to yourself, I'm skinny, and you don't believe it, well, it's not the words that are affecting the vibration. It's the emotional response to the words that are affecting the vibration, which in turn are affecting the cellular response, right?
Right, and that's really what I specialize in, is creating a space, creating a place.
Yes.
That you can connect to yourself.
Yes.
Because if you know, you can say, I am skinny, but if you haven't really given yourself a place to feel, you know, it's the moment that your breathing pattern changes.
Yes.
That's when you start your journey into relaxation and connectedness.
Absolutely.
And for many people, it's a sigh or it's sobbing, you know, where it's just like you finally release that thought that you have held so tightly.
Yes.
And then you're finally just like, ah.
Right.
Ah.
Right.
And then you finally move into an authentic connection to yourself.
Right.
And that's really what I want more than anything, because all the other information is out there. And Esther Hicks and, like I said, Jack Canfield, Michael Beckwith, all these people, they are doing it expertly.
That is so,
you know,
true.
So find them. Find the way that they speak. You know, try it on. And then, you know, come to a concert or come to a place where you feel welcomed, where you feel cozy.
Yes.
Where you feel that you can be yourself.
Yes.
And then once you've made a connection to your own way of thinking, your own way of doing, then start trying to introduce these ideas.
Exactly. Exactly. What I'm feeling from you is you've pretty much dedicated your life and your lifestyle to opening up the space for people to become everything that they've always wanted to be. And what I mean...
Oh my God, let's quote that and put it on the website.
You're so sweet. I love it. I love it. Well, I just... you know, you and I even talking, even though on this planet we are through time space about, you know, 6 hours away from each other, you know, if we were to try to, you know, gauge that time wise, I can totally feel your vibration and you can totally feel mine. You and I are having, it's as if we're sitting right next to each other, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can feel the listeners too.
Right? Absolutely.
I mean, can y'all feel us? Like, oh, we're connected through the radio. I don't know how that happens, but let's
so
notice
true.
That it does. I can feel the people listening.
It is so true. It is so true. Why? It is... This has been such an amazing show. This has been such a blessing to literally, to say the least. I mean, everything that you stand for, everything that you do, all the people that you've helped, all the consciousness vibration that you've raised, there's just no full explanation of gratitude that I could ever show you from my heart to yours. I mean, I'm not saying this just because we're like, you know, we're on a show. I just really, I love you. I love everything that you do. I love everything that you are. I love everything that you've created. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you have pursued the things that you've pursued and that you've become who you've become. Because, you know, while you've inspired me, you know, that's before I ever got the opportunity, you know, to interview you. You've inspired me. You've inspired many other people. And I'm just, it's just a blessing. Thank you so much, Wa, for doing
Thank
what you
Jay.
Do.
Thank wow. you. Huge blessing. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovers and friends, this has been an amazing episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. My full heart and soul pulsing with gratitude, unconditional love, light, happiness, appreciation, streams from my heart and Wa's heart to all of yours. Thank you guys so much for being deliberate creators and choosing to keep a high vibration. You guys need to make sure to check out wahmusic.com. That's W-A-H music.com. You can also Google search just Wah, W-A-H, exclamation mark. Find any information you want to find out about her. And if you're looking for a wonderful way to raise your vibration, truly is one of the greatest ways. Listen to Wah. Thank you guys so much. Make sure to follow us, Good Vibe Station, on Twitter. And we love you guys. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. Thank you, Wah. You are the best. We love you
Thanks,
so much.
Siri.
Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. See you next week.